Commentator Paul Ford wants to cop to something. He has long preferred to keep his favorite pastimes a secret. Today, he'd like to admit it.
"Hey, read me some of your book," said my girlfriend, and I knew I was in trouble. Because what I was reading was The Amber Spyglass, a fantasy novel by Philip Pullman. I got through half of one sentence, and she cut me off. "Who's Yorick?" she asked. "He's a talking polar bear," I said. "He wears armor."
"Oh, what's he doing?"
"Well, he and these people who ride dragonflies are going to get in a gyropter and go to war over magic dust." Why are so many of the things I love so embarrassing? Computer programming, science fiction, blogging. Every one of my passions is something to sneer at. You're supposed to not care. Just do the things you love and ignore public censure. But who doesn't know better than that? When I discovered computers, I used to hide the manuals so that no one could see. Now when I meet strangers, I talk about anything but websites and sci-fi. I keep the topics urbane. Art, serious film, well-reviewed books. There's something terrible about being judged by your preferences. I'm thinking of my friend Ken, who was reading Jonathan Franzen's The Corrections on his morning commute, and was so ashamed to be lumped in with all the other trend-conscious corrections-reading subway riders that he tore off the cover of the book and blacked out the spine. He wanted to read it without feeling judged. And he's right to be paranoid. I like The Corrections, too, but if I'd seen him on the train, I would have rolled my eyes at yet another sheep who bought into the marketing. I'm a sneerer, as well as a sneeree, a hypocrite. We're all ashamed, probably all sneering. Everyone except for a minority of a few very pure snobs has some secret media consumption habit that they don't discuss at work or at a party. The Justin Timberlake album, romance novels, my big fat obnoxious fiancé, the WB. Just because some of the characters in books I like have horns and live in different galaxies shouldn't make me a social pariah. That's why I was glad when a few weeks ago another friend emailed me a huge involved invitation to his biannual Dungeons & Dragons competition. He and his wife were going to decorate their apartment with a medieval theme, and everyone was going to wear cloaks, and 12-sided dice would be tossed without fear. I was deeply impressed to see someone so at peace with their inner dork, so open and unapologetic. It was inspiring. Of course, I didn't go, because I've never played Dungeons & Dragons. I mean, even I have some standards.
Paul Ford writes online at ftrain.com.